The Tri-Lakes Banquet Hall boasted a big room with a full bar and a lakefront area. It was the site of fundraisers, parties, bingo nights, and wedding receptions for years. Now, the Sound of Music will be replaced. Wishbone Canine Rescue at 1303 Morrissey Drive is moving into the former banquet hall because it's outgrown its current location. Board President Dana Altenberger says about 2,400 square feet just isn't enough space, especially for big dogs like Queenie, who is a pit bull mix, and she's been at the shelter for a while.
She's super nice, but I think she's got, you know, maybe dog issues, and she's big. So she's a lot to handle. She's so nice. She's like a staff favorite.
So when you say dog issues,
sometimes, you know, they don't. Big dogs don't like little dogs.
She seems to like bigger ones a little bit.
Yeah. Sometimes we have them. We always have them bring their current dog in to meet at a time of adoption, or if they. It's usually the dog that's already in the home kind of decides. So. We usually recommend fostering for a while to see how they do in the home environment, and then if they get along, then they can always adopt. And that's a lot easier than adopting a dog and not working out and having to return a dog. We had her adopted by a lady who, she was just too much to handle. So she ended up basically trading her in for an 8-pound Yorkie.
Yeah, that's a big difference.
She traded her in for my foster, who I was like in love with. So, no, she's been here a long time, though.
Wishbone Canine Rescue became an official nonprofit in 2010, and it's founded on the idea that the traditional model of animal sheltering should be replaced by a more compassionate, life-saving approach known as the no-kill equation.
We have a lot of long-time residents here that are expensive to take care of, because when we take a dog into our program, it's a lifetime commitment. So whether they're with us a week or a year and a half, we take care of them and provide everything that they need.
The organization will pull dogs from animal control facilities and other high-kill shelters with the priority of saving local dogs.
We try not to turn any dogs away that need our help. We don't discriminate based on breed, age, or health status of the dog. So that kind of brings in a lot of complicated medical cases to us sometimes. We have several heartworm positive dogs in our care right now.
But you do have a screening technique. So for example, if you have a dog that is aggressive, that could be a factor, right?
We take in a dog and then we kind of see how it behaves, and we have it evaluated by our trainer. And we do sometimes rarely have to make the decision that the dog is not safe for adoption. So thankfully those are few and far between, but we do that. But we don't turn a dog away based on someone else's assessment, because we do get dogs that are labeled a certain way, but it just depends on their environment. And dogs are usually at their worst in a shelter environment. So we have them evaluated by the trainer to make sure.
Is he growling?
He's growling. He looks scared. Ears back, eyes wide. He's scared.
The dogs get riled up easily because their cages face each other. But at the new facility, it's a doggy paradise. The grounds have green grass for walks, a lake, and with 5,000 square feet of building space, it's more than twice the size of the building at Morrissey Drive. Talk about night and day.
Yeah, our dogs don't really have exposure to grass right now, so it'll be really nice to be able to have the walkers come out here and kind of enjoy nature. It's peaceful. We're not next to a busy road. Right now, if a dog gets out the front door, there's a big road right there, so we don't have as much to worry about out here. We'll have a lot more room for outdoor kennel space, so they get more outdoor time.
How did this come about?
Well, we've been looking to move for, a couple years now. That was kind of my main goal when I became president, was to get us a new building. And a building became available, and Henson's was willing to work with us, and it's been a really good collaboration. So we're just renting now.
This building used to be used as like a banquet facility.
It's a banquet hall, and so you can see inside, it's just one giant room with some separate areas in the back. And so we had a wall built to sort of separate humans from dogs, because right now we don't have good separation, so it's really hard for the office staff to answer phones, to carry on adoptions, get paperwork filled out. So now we actually installed an exterior type wall on the inside with insulation to separate the dogs from the humans. So they'll have a nice quiet working area. And we've been fundraising now for a couple years at our big fundraiser to raise funds. So we're using that now to buy new kennels, to make upgrades to this building. And then we're hoping to start a capital campaign to eventually be able to buy our own building.
The Henson family of Henson Disposal Company owns the land in Altenburger Jokes. It's a great marriage because both Wishbone and the disposal company can be loud and messy.
They're leasing us this patch back here, and they've given us access to the water and all the grass and pretty much the whole building and the outbuilding. So we'll be able to have a separate quarantine building, completely separate from the other dogs, which is great. And we have a really good storage facility shed there that we can use for kennels and crates for adoption events and whatever. So right now we just have like a little plastic shed next to the building that we store all of our stuff in. It's not ideal.
Also not ideal. Larger dogs have to be kept in the basement of the Morrissey Drive building, and there are only 11 kennels to hold them. The rest of the kennels can hold only dogs 20 pound or less. Wishbone is going to buy 30 new larger crates.
No, it's just not about having a little bit of space, but we want to make sure they have better quality of life out here and better space. We want to try and give them the best experience possible in a shelter, which is hard to do. So we're hoping to really increase their quality of life until they get adopted, until they find the right home.
One of the big differences you talked about is a little more space and less need to have dogs even facing each other, which most people would think, well, it would be nice to have a view of another dog or a friend, but not necessarily great for the animal.
Yeah, it depends on the dog. Sometimes, when they're in that cage, they sort of feel vulnerable. And so having another dog kind of look at them doesn't really help them out. Now, some dogs do like to be together. And we have two dogs in the office together right now. They're kind of hanging out together. And that way we can have two dogs in a comfy sort of home-like environment in the office. But some dogs don't like to be with other dogs. So we need to make sure that those dogs are comfortable too. So it's peaceful out here. They'll have more space. They'll have more playtime. Hopefully we can entice dog walkers to come out here because they don't have to walk in the highway or on the hot asphalt. They can have a nice peaceful walk around the lakes.
A majority of the dogs taken in are local, relinquished by owners when either they or the dog becomes sick or because of a move or birth of a child. However, Wishbone is connected to shelters within a 100-mile radius, and the organization will take dogs from any place that otherwise might put them down.
So right now, with the dog flu in Chicago, we haven't been able to pull a lot of dogs from Chicago because they have to be quarantined for 3 weeks. But with this space here, we have a separate complete outbuilding that we're hoping to remodel, which we need garage doors for, and we'll have to fix up for the dogs to make that a quarantine space so we can start saving lives up in Chicago.
The current shelter on Morrissey Drive is now closed, as in not accepting any more new dogs in advance of moving day. And Altenburger says it will take a village.
Finishing up painting the big wall that we built, and we need to have doors installed. We need a lot of work moving, physically moving the dogs. So we're going to move on the 28th, and we need volunteers to help us from 8:30 to 5. We also have all that pea gravel that's at our old facility that we're going to have to transport here, so we need help doing that. So if anybody has anything they can help load gravel with, we'd really appreciate that.
And what's the pea gravel for?
It's right now, it's the only outdoor space that our dogs have to run and play and go to the bathroom. So anybody who watches our videos on Facebook, whenever there's a dog playing, it's in that area. So we need to remove all that pea gravel. It's over a cement slab, so we have to get that out. We have to remove the fencing that's out there. We have to move the shed that's out there. There's a lot of work that needs to be done cleaning up the old building. We're also looking for anybody who's a foster or can apply to foster that can take dogs around that time so we have less dogs to move. That would really help us out. We have to get indoors installed inside. The kennels are starting to get set up. We're going to be in here at the end of the month, and then we're going to probably need more stuff done as we figure it out after we're moved in.
The most expensive item in the remodel, ceiling tiles. Wishbone is still looking for a donation. In all, the transfer to Doggy Heaven will cost the organization $30,000. And when it's over, it will be time to
celebrate good times. Come on.
I'm Colleen Reynolds, WGLT.